Time for a few good minutes now with Jaguars defensive tackle Rex Bryant. First of all, how was the bye week?
It was great. It was great. It felt good to get away from football. And I actually went back home to Texas, went back to College Station. I was the honorary captain for the A&M Missouri game. And it felt great. That was actually the first game I had been back to since I graduated in 07. And, I mean, it felt good to be home.
All right, here we go. We'll start with winning as our first topic with Red. You know how hard it is because you were in Seattle as they built that thing up. How frustrating is it for you to not be winning? Mm-hmm. And how do you explain to the other guys how long it takes to get there?
That's a great question. And it really just makes me even more grateful for my experiences. You know, we have a young team here, and I know I don't want to make that be the excuse in terms of, you know, things that been going on with the 1-9 start. But, you know, just some fact finders, my first 2 years in the league, I won a total of 10 games. My next 2 years, my third and my fourth year combined, we won 7. And we was fortunate in one of those years to win a division and win a playoff game. And so I know how difficult it is to win, and I know the process that it's tedious. Like, you – and winning just doesn't start on Sunday. You have to win through the week. You have to win in the way you prepare, the way you take care of your body, and then you have to take it a step further. You have to win when nobody's looking.
Let's move on to money. It's it's a precious commodity. Mm-hmm. And in this day and age where you can be released because of your contract, not your performance, you live a very, it seems, calm life. You drive a Ford. Mm-hmm. You don't dress flashy. You don't have all the jewelry that some guys do. Give me your philosophy on money and the opportunity that you have as a pro football player.
The way I approach money is I'd rather use it as a tool. You know, I have a family. I have two kids and one on the way. I have a beautiful wife. Things that are important to me is making sure I build a foundation in terms of helping them out in life with their education, just tooling them on different ways of how to approach things. And also what I like to do with what I've been blessed with is to help others. The thing I like to tell people is you have to know who you are as a person before you get money, because money enhances the good things, good qualities about you, but it also enhances the bad qualities about you. And a lot of times, especially in this profession, you know, so many guys, I like to speak about urban community, because that's the community I come from. I didn't have an ideal background in terms of a household. I had both of my parents, but I had issues. And so I never was taught money. I never understood the importance of saving and things of that nature. And so my approach to it is totally different than a lot of people that grew up in the same environment I grew up in that just don't know. And so at this level, sometimes when all you focus on is money, you lose sight of why you're here. Like, we all extremely fortunate to be in the position to play a childhood game for a living, and you can have an impact.
Let's move on. Let's talk about volume. Mm-hmm. You are not the loudest guy in the locker room, though you generally have something to say. But I spent some time in London with Mercedes and with Sinderic that said you play angry. Where's that come from, and how do you turn it on and off?
You know, I think part of the reason I play angry is just that's my outlet. You know, that's my outlet where I can go out there and I can be, you know, whatever I'm dealing with. I can let it go on the field in between the hashes. So it's therapeutic for me. And it's just something I always had that in me, you know. And I feel like the reason I'm able to turn it off, because when I get away from the field, you know, you can't conduct yourself like that. But on the field, you know, I'm passionate. It's nothing I wouldn't do for my teammates. It's nothing I wouldn't do for the guy next to me. I don't want to let them down, and it's never personal. You know, I don't cross the line to the point of personal, but if I'm going against the individual, he's going to know he's in the fight, win, lose, or draw.
Let's talk about size. Mm-hmm. First of all, when people call you Big Red, obviously you're a big guy, and you are a big guy in a game filled with big guys. What's it like to be a big guy? There's challenges with that, isn't there?
It's a lot of challenges. It's a lot of challenges. Sometimes, you know, you wish you could be every size, you know, when it comes to clothing, when it comes to shoes. You know, sometimes when you're a big person, you feel like you inconvenience other people because of your size, you know. You feel like you're always in the way. But when it pertaining to football, it's been beneficial. It allows me, this is how I'm able to make my living, and this is how I'm able to contribute to society. And so I'm extremely grateful for my size. But it, you know, it's a catch 22. It's different times you wish you could be just average where you didn't stand out as much. But I, you know, the biggest thing is like, I know when I go somewhere, you automatically stands out. So most people like, what do you do? And it's a good feeling, but sometimes, you know, you want to be the guy to just, you know, you want everybody to know I'm just like you.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's nothing different between you and I other than size.
Tell me the impact that little Jasper, Texas had on your life. And is that a place that you'll ever truly leave?
I never leave Jasper. That's my foundation. That's my core. Some of the best people I know are from Jasper. I feel like Jasper was a microcosm of society, in my opinion. It's, you know, we have issues. We racially divided in my town, but we also have people that we love. You know, people that come to my mind is like Rachel and Coach Ronnie Pilker. You know, those were my junior high coaches who got me involved in LCA, and then I had Royce Hill and Coach Hill. Those were people who were so instrumental in keeping me focused on education. Then I had Sue Brooks, who I named my son after, who she was my English teacher in high school. Just great people that are more vibrant. Like I said, both of my parents, my dad is 11 of them. My mom, it was 5 of them. My grandmother had 8 brothers and 4 girls. And so I got a sense of family.
Well, thank you for sharing who you are with us today. When you play football, you have the helmet on. People don't necessarily get to see behind it. But today, everyone watching gets a good look at Rhett Bryant. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week here on A Few Good Minutes.